SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this is Sandy on NITV Radio, and we're yarning with Courtney Radford, dancer with Bangarra Dance Company. Thanks so much for joining us today and having a yarn with us, Courtney.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and just talk with you.
Yay. Well, for our listeners, start off like we do with everyone, with all our First Nations interviewees. Who's your mob?
So I'm a very, very proud Balladang Noongar from Perth, Western Australia, living in Sydney, Gadigal country.
Beautiful. So, Courtney, can you take us back to, obviously, you know, you're a very successful dancer now. Your passion for dance, when that was ignited?
So it was ignited when I was probably in year two or three. I grew up in the Pilbara, North WA, in a town called Port Hedland. And pretty much I just got put into school, like dance school, and my mum had so much energy. My mum's a single parent, so she put me into dance school to try and like tire me out so she could have some wine time or something by herself at home. And so I just started out as like doing jazz, tap, hip hop, ballet, did it all. And so that was in 2002. And then when it was, I think it was 2010, I moved back down to Perth and lived with my auntie and uncle and kind of took ballet as more of a serious passion of mine. So I was homeschooled from year 10 to year 12 and did ballet training full time in Perth. And then after I graduated in Perth, it was 2015, I then moved to Brisbane and joined Queensland Ballet's pre-professional program. And that's where I finished my dance training.
Wow, what a journey.
Yeah, kind of been everywhere.
And so did you ever have any other, like dance was it? Did you ever have any kind of aspirations to be an actor or perform in any other way, or was dance always the number one?
It was always dance, but I do love a musical. I just think they would be so fun. So that's on the bucket list. One day, hopefully, I'll get there.
I'm sure you will. So could you talk us through just what it was like to be training in Meagen and at the, was it, what was the institution you trained at again?
So it's attached to Queensland Ballet Company, and they have it's like a final year of training called the pre-professional program, but you also get to take class with the company members. And if you're lucky enough, you also get to perform with the company as well. So you get a little bit of experience under your belt before you go out and try and, you know, like secure yourself a proper job. But in that year, I was lucky enough to be taken with the Queensland Ballet Company to London, and we performed Les Silf Feed at the London Coliseum. So that was insane training.
Wow.
And then getting to go to London, all expenses paid, and perform to an international audience.
A dream.
It was, yeah, insane.
And then from that experience, where did your path take you? Did you continue your studies there, or you had graduated by the end of that performance?
Yeah, so after I finished that year, I think it was, 2015, I then got to move back to my country in Perth, and I danced with the West Australian Ballet for 2 years. So that was my first proper paid job.
Wow.
Back home. So that was surreal for me.
And what were some of the highlights there when you were dancing over on your country with that company? What were the highlight productions?
Highlight production was they're probably getting ready for the season right now. It's called Ballet at the Quarry. And you do contemporary and neoclassical, and there's choreographers from all over the world and Australia come and put works together. But you're out, like you're dancing outside on the sunset. It's like there's just this really humbling, wholesome feeling about like performing outside under the stars.
Oh, yeah.
And I was performing in a piece called In Transit by a choreographer called Annabelle Lopez, and it was a contemporary piece. And I was doing really well. I was doing like a kind of like a main part in that, and that's where I discovered my love for contemporary dance. And I was like, maybe I want to follow contemporary now.
You'd mastered the classical.
Yeah. I was like, there's only how I felt personally with classical ballet is like the productions are beautiful and costumes are amazing and it's smiley and happy. But there was something kind of missing, like my fulfillment or like my soul was and spirit was kind of yearning for something else. Mm. And that's when I then reached out to Bangara.
Wow. And so you auditioned for Bangara?
I sent Stephen Page, I sent him a video reel at the end of 2018, kind of just testing my luck. I hadn't done too much contemporary before, and like Bangara is even more special than just contemporary. Like we have traditional fusion in that as well. And so I was kind of just, you know, seeing if that was even a possibility. And he just left me a voicemail on my phone and said, yeah, sis, come on over. And then that's how I joined the company. So that was epic.
Wow.
And then been here ever since. They can't get rid of me.
No, that's an amazing story. So yeah. So you've been there since 2018.
The beginning of 2019.
And so yeah. So what's it like being at Bangara? I mean, how many productions do you do a year? Like, can you talk the audience through what it's like to be a dancer at Bangara?
Yeah, for sure. So we usually do 2 to 3 productions a year, but every single year we create a brand new work. And then either side, that's called our main stage season. So we'll perform in Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, Melbourne. This year we're also going to Perth and Darwin. Mm. So we get to travel a lot with that. But also on either end of the main stage season, we will do a work that we did the previous year, but we'll go to regional towns and smaller venues. So we have our outreach isn't just to main stage places.
So you can get out there and reach them all. Yeah. All different.
Yeah, make more connections, meet more people, hear more stories.
Mm. Amazing. So, who kind of are your mentors?
So Frances Rings.
Yep.
She's our artistic director. She was a dancer with Bangara for, wow, I want to say over 10 years. So she's been, way over 10 years. So she's a part of the Bangara kind of bloodline. She was there from nearly the beginning with Stephen Page. So she's, now our new artistic director. And then we have Ricky Mason. He is ex-Bangara dancer. He's our new rehearsal director. So his job is to kind of get us warm, keep the shows looking nice and neat. Like all the nitpicky, he has the eyes for like making it clean and stage ready. So they're kind of our two most faces we see in the studio.
Wow. And so do new dancers join every year, or is it just the main cohort that goes through over a number of years?
Every year we have Russell Page Fellowship, which is kind of someone who's just come out of training. They're not on full contracts like the rest of the dancers, but they're still involved in our entire year, and they're mentored more to get a little bit more
professional development, or
that's it. A little bit more of that, yeah, before they're kind of just tossed into the arts world, which can be really daunting and scary and hard. So they have all of our company dancers and my colleagues, and like I said before, Ricky and Francis Rings, kind of keeping an eye on them, making sure not only are they improving and feeling comfortable, but like their mental health is looked after, and there's always check-ins.
Sounds like a very supportive environment.
Yeah, it's really nice, especially for younger dancers.
So could you talk us through just the next production you're working on, and then we'd love to hear after that just your aspirations and dreams for the future.
Yeah, for sure. So right now we are rehearsing for The Light Inside, which we will be taking on regional tour, and we'll be coming to Adelaide performing at the WOMAD Festival. So that was the work that we did last year during Main Stage with Deborah Brown and Moss Patterson collaboration. So that's right now. And then once we come back from touring in early March, we will start our new development, which is called Illume. And that will be, the new exciting work for the year.
Beautiful. And I think that opens on the 4th of June.
It does.
On Gadigal Country.
First time that we're performing at the Roslyn Packer Theatre.
Wow, that's really
Joan Sutherland and Ros Packer.
Too deadly. And so, what are your kind of, you're still a young dancer. What are your like aspirations and dreams? Like, your kind of 5 to 10 year plan. What are you for the future?
I would love to have the opportunity one day to create my own work. Short work, but you need to start somewhere. And then I also still want to branch out, and like I said at the start of the interview, I think a musical would be so fun. Acting, modeling, I don't know, just kind of spreading my wings a little bit as well, and seeing what else I'm passionate about, because you don't know unless you try, right?
That's right. That's right. You got to just put yourself out there and just saying, I might try this. And then, you might get into a musical and that's it. You might do that for another 10 years.
Yeah,
singing,
exactly.
Singing, dancing and acting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. So just to finish off, any kind of tips for young dancers who want to kind of carve out a career as a dancer?
Yeah, for sure. Being a little kid that grew up in the bush with, not many resources or close places of professional, things to look at. I would say try not to let your whereabouts dim your passion. Anything is possible. You just have to go for it.
Amazing. Well, you are an absolute inspiration to me, to all the young ones, and to all our community out there, to be a dancer, at that level, working for Bangarra, telling our people stories and touring around our country and internationally is just absolutely amazing. And we can't wait to come and see your work. And Illume, I think it's Illume, we'll come and see you in June for sure. And
awesome.
We look forward to following your journey. And thanks again, Sis, so much for having a yarn with us today on NITV Radio.
Yay, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.